We're joined in the media center by our 2018 Pro Stock World Champion, Tanner Gray. Tanner, it becomes the youngest overall champion in the history of the NHRA at 19 years old and 6 months. This season, he saw an impressive 7 wins, 3 runner-up finishes, 2 qualifying positions, and one of his signature wins, probably the Chevrolet Performance U.S. Nationals, which his father also won. Tanner, just talk about this season, the culmination tonight. When you left Vegas, you had a pretty strong lead. You come here. How were your emotions, you know, going into these into this weekend?
You know, I was telling the guys, I don't think I'd been this nervous for qualifying since my first race here, you know, the previous year. But, man, it's been a heck of a year. We started out, you know, pretty slow, and I wasn't quite sure we were going to be in this position. And, you know, about mid-season, we were able just to find something, and everything just seemed like it started clicking from there. You know, we did so much testing, and at the beginning of the season, it just seemed like nothing was really paying off. And then, you know, it's like a light switch flipped, and everything just started coming together. And man, we just had a strong run going there for a little bit, and we came into the countdown and just executed on race day really well. You know, we didn't necessarily qualify the best, and you know, we had some lucky rounds too, but you know, all in all, we just executed really well on race day. Davey gave me an awesome Sunday car, and you know, all the guys over there that was working on that thing just did absolutely phenomenal. There, you know, there was no mistakes made, and you know, they definitely made up for a few of my mistakes throughout the countdown. So I couldn't be more grateful for the group of guys that I did have working on my car. It's kind of a bittersweet moment because, you know, we won the world, but at the same time, this is going to be my last race, and it's going to be my last time working with all those guys. So you know, that's tough, but it makes it a little bit better to go out on top.
What was it like to have Dave Conley? I mean, Dave's won in darn near, I mean, everything he's been in. And now to be able to give him that championship as a crew chief.
Yeah, it means definitely a lot to me. You know, hopefully it means something to him. But, you know, it's been a lot of fun working with Dave. I kind of was like a fan of Dave as a kid growing up. I'd go sit outside of his ropes and just wait for him to come out of the trailer just so I could talk to him. And then, you know, about 2013, I feel like we kind of became somewhat friends. And then 2014, he came over and raced for us. And he used to help me out a lot. If anybody knows Dave, they know how competitive he is. So we'd sit there on the practice tree, and he'd pretty much make fun of me every time he'd crack me. And you know, we just had fun with it, but he's pushed me to be better each and every weekend. Sometimes he has some weird ways of doing it, but you know, he does a good job at what he does, and you know, he's definitely one of the all-time greats in my opinion. And you know, I'd love to see him back out here in a car, and hopefully that can happen. But you know, it's tough these days, but you know, my dad and grandpa have also been there too. And you know, my dad is the one who taught me how to do burnouts and got me going. And you know, he was someone that I could really lean on, you know, especially in my first year, and ask him for advice. You know, it's been a lot of fun. You know, there's definitely been some times where everybody butt heads, but you know, moments like these make it all worth it.
Questions? Susan?
You said it's been a long, hard road, and I mean, there are a lot of people that say, gee, I don't know, second year championship.
That wasn't for me. That was for Gray Motorsports. Oh, it's been 10 years, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Can't be you.
Yeah.
obviously, you know, this is a big deal, obviously, for your family and for your grandfather as well, who, you know, was out here a while, didn't win a championship. How good does it feel to get a championship for your family as much as it does for the race team itself?
Yeah, it means a lot. You know, like that comment I made, it's been a long, hard road. It's been 10 years of trying at it. You know, they started from the bottom, and they worked their way up. You know, I feel like my family is, you know, my dad's been there driving for most of it. And, you know, I've seen him come home and how upset he was, how stressed out he was. And, you know, whether it was, you know, him up on the start line or the